Hey, and welcome to Thoughts We Might Have Had, Episode 3. I'm Jack Gregory, here with our primary and amazing host, Micah Thompson.
Aw, you old flatterer, you.
Well, you know, I gotta make sure you keep paying me for something.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm paying you, absolutely. I meant to talk to you about that. Anyway, how are you, Jack?
I'm doing good. How are you, dude?
I'm doing quite well. I'm doing pretty well. You know, life is life, and it continues.
Yep.
To be life. Just last week, actually, I went to watch Tim Hawkins live, and that was awesome. That was really cool. I highly recommend it.
He's the comedian guy, right?
Yeah. No, he's a comedian. He does a lot, like, in churches and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Super funny guy.
Awesome.
Really hysterical. It was really funny because we went with a homeschool. The thing was at a homeschool convention. Like, he was sort of the closing big thing.
Awesome.
So it was really funny because we were sitting there in line.
There's some comedy material for you.
Exactly. We were sitting in line and, you know, just surrounded by all of these homeschoolers, and there were like four women sitting there knitting as we were waiting. It was great. It was a great time. And then Tim Hawkins was funny too. But
awesome.
Anyway, that's all. That is all superfluous. So I totally forget what we were supposed to talk about today. I have a thing, but I don't remember what it was.
That's okay. There's always Star Wars.
There you go. The Star Wars. The big Star Wars sale happened. What, like a couple months back?
Now. Yeah, it's been a little while.
4 or 5.
And I think that, you know, the industry has come to terms with it because everybody was freaking out at the beginning because initially it's, oh my gosh, George Lucas is selling Star Wars, which was huge.
Right.
And then it was,
right.
Oh my gosh, Disney is buying Star Wars, which means they're going to make more, which was even bigger.
Right.
And then it was, now everybody's like, who's going to be in the movie? Are they going to be bringing the original people back? Are we going to extend the story from where we left off in Return of the Jedi? Or are we going to do completely new things? So yeah, there's a lot of awesome stuff that you could possibly envision happening now.
It's true. It was such a big deal at first, which didn't make any sense to me, because for years Star Wars fans have been complaining about George Lucas.
Yeah.
Like, he kept releasing different versions of the old films.
They've made documentaries about how George Lucas has destroyed Star Wars.
Right. So as soon as he sold it, all of these people who for years and years and years have been doing nothing but complaining about George Lucas, all of a sudden were like, no, you can't sell Star Wars. It belongs to Lucas. Blah, 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 blah. It was so dumb. I was like, but of course, these are the same people who, bear in mind, did nothing but complain about the big Star Wars on Blu-ray and how stupid it was and how dumb the changes that George Lucas made, while at the same time making it the best-selling Blu-ray of all time.
I was going to say, yeah, and they went out and just spent all the money.
Exactly. Like, they paid like $100-some-odd for a Blu-ray that they had been complaining about for months. Because he announced the changes beforehand.
Yeah.
He was like, by the way, I'm changing this and this and the ending, and Darth Vader is now played by a cookie. And it was like all of these random changes, and people were like, no, I hate that. Here's my money.
Right.
It made no sense.
Absolutely. But I think now that Disney's got it, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because Disney did all of Disney's stuff that they've acquired has been great.
Yeah.
Pixar, they've done great stuff with. Marvel, obviously, has been really clutch since Disney bought them. And we've seen really bad superhero movies.
Yes, we have.
It is extremely possible to make really bad superhero movies. But Marvel or Disney hasn't made any.
No, not yet.
So it makes complete sense to me, though I'm not
Although they
Ant-Man.
Right, they do have Ant-Man in the works,
yeah.
Though. So, you know, we
I
could have a bad superhero movie here in the future.
I don't know what is up with that, because Ant-Man, by sheer name, is horrible idea. It's a person who his big thing, he can change sizes, and he has a special helmet, which looks ridiculous, with which he can communicate with ants.
Yeah. And
like, that's it.
That really is it. And then if you consider the character, he's one of those terribly annoying superheroes who thinks that he should be able to solve all problems without using his superpowers.
Yeah.
And that somehow gives him the moral high ground whenever going up against somebody. And really, it doesn't make any sense to me. You know, I mean, if you've got superpowers, you're supposed to go out and beat people up and save the world. Not go out and have a stern discussion and try and save the world that way.
Right. The Hulk is not a great pastry chef.
No.
He beats people to death. You know, it's what you, and it's the whole point. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Ant-Man, I have strong questions about. Maybe mm-hmm. that'll be the first Marvel terrible movie, and we can all sit around and make fun of it later. Which is great, too. You know,
yeah,
whatever.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Star Wars is definitely on the ascendancy, though.
I think so. I think it's going to be a very positive thing.
Absolutely. And, I mean, they've got J.J. Abrams to work on it. Which,
right.
I'm not sure how much sci-fi you can pack into a single human body. But, I mean, the guy's got Star Trek. The guy's got Lost. The guy's now got Star Wars. I mean, what else is, you know, I mean, is he going to start, like, recreating Babylon 5 now here in a minute? Or I don't
Probably.
Know.
Probably. Wait for it. It'll happen. No. Yeah, I think it's really great. I think very positive things are going to come out of it. They've got three movies. They're going to make 7, 8, and 9. And they're going to make them in that order, which is already more than George Lucas did. Because if George Lucas was still in charge, he would release at 9, 8, 7.
Right.
Because he could. And then they're making like two other separate movies, supposedly, that are going to be like standalone, kind of
right.
meanwhile in another part of the galaxy.
Because mm-hmm. I think they're making a Boba Fett movie, right?
Right, from what I hear. Boba Fett, which is great. I love Boba Fett. I think... he doesn't talk much, and I don't think you can make Boba Fett all of a sudden super talkative. So
yeah.
I think it's going to be one of those things where you need, like, another main character, and Boba Fett is just sort of, like, primarily in the movie.
Right. Because, I mean, and Boba Fett had some lines. He did.
He talked.
You know, he talked. You know, and I think that they can – but, yeah, they're definitely going to need somebody for him to talk to, or actually
right.
somebody who will be talking at him most of the time, mm-hmm. and he can stand there and shoot things in a menacing way.
Exactly.
Which we
exactly.
all know and love. And, of course, you've
right.
got, you know – because, really, how much dialogue do you need when you have flamethrowers on both your gauntlets, you know?
Right. Flamethrowers and jetpacks and
right.
laser blasters. Like, that's all you need. You don't
right.
need to be a great conversationalist. And I think if Boba Fett all of a sudden started, you know, like, giving paragraphs of heart-rending dialogue, we wouldn't buy it. So,
no.
I agree. You know, you need kind of someone else, and then Boba Fett.
Yep.
And then there's going to make, like, a Han Solo movie, right?
I think so, yeah.
I just question the believability, I guess, of someone else playing Harrison Ford.
Right. They would have to play – it would either have to be a very old Han Solo and get Harrison
Which,
Ford back.
No.
Or you
yeah.
would have to do a very young Han Solo. But I can't think of anybody off the top of my head who could pull that off.
Yeah, I mean,
Because the last time somebody tried to cast Harrison Ford as a younger person, we got Shia LaBeouf in the last Indiana Jones movie.
Which was a travesty.
Which was terrible.
Oh, man. Yep. Because believe it or not, you cannot survive a nuclear blast by hiding inside of a fridge.
That's true. That is very true. Don't try this at home,
and that was
kids.
The beginning of the movie. That was how the movie started.
Right.
From then on, it just got funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
But here's what I want to know. If they do the young Han Solo, who would play the young Lando Calrissian?
See, I think you could get someone for that. I think Don Cheadle springs to mind very quickly. Yeah, I think you could get someone for that.
What
I don't
about,
know if you could
what
get
about,
someone to play.
What about as for a young Lando, Dule Hill?
That could work too. That could work. I like that. I like that a lot.
I think that could happen.
See, and I could get behind a Lando movie. I could.
Yeah, that would. I think that would be cool.
Yeah, exactly.
A
and maybe have like Han Solo kind of around.
Right.
But I just don't know if you could run a whole movie with someone else playing Han Solo. Or very, 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 very old Han Solo. Because mm-hmm. let's face it, Harrison Ford is old
yes.
at this point.
Right.
Like, yep. I don't know how old he actually is, but he looks about 150.
Yes.
Like, there are more crags in his face than the entire Gobi Desert.
Absolutely.
I mean, he is old. He is, like, mostly dead at this point.
Mm-hmm. Which is great for when they have him in stuff like... Okay, it wasn't a great movie, but Cowboys and Aliens, he was the perfect guy for the,
he
you know,
was good
old,
at Cowboys and Aliens.
Broken down, bitter rancher, you know what I mean? Yeah, that works. But at this
yeah,
point,
he was good.
You know,
Daniel Craig was good.
Right. You
the
know,
movie was terrible.
Right, the movie was terrible, but they had the right look for the people that were supposed to
exactly.
be in it, you know? And
exactly.
so, right, but yeah, at this point, it's like, is the Millennium Falcon going to break down first, or is Han Solo going to fall apart? You know what I mean?
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Plus, for no, I'm not going to say that. Never mind.
Okay.
There was a big spoiler I was about to give away, but I won't do it.
Oh, no spoilers. No spoilers.
Just in case. I was going to give away this really big thing, but I won't do it. Because I love the audience. I love you guys. I don't want you to hate me. So while I'm trying to remember what else we were going to talk about, here's a question for you, Jack. We're gonna go through this together as a unit.
Okay.
And we're gonna list all six Star Wars movies from worst to best.
From worst to best. Okay.
From worst to best. So we'll go one by one, and you'll give your worst, and then we'll just see how they line up.
My worst Star Wars movie. Episode one.
Episode one. Okay, I can get behind that. I think my.
Now it's a very tight race, and I'll give away my next worst one between episode one and episode two.
See, I think I would agree with that, but I think I'd flip it. I think you'd flip it. I do. Because episode one, you could kind of get by with it because Qui-Gon Jinn was interesting.
That's true.
I liked him.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Obi-Wan Kenobi was really cool to see him back as a very young person.
Mm-hmm.
And Darth Maul was awesome.
Yes, that's true.
The big last fight at the end of one.
Oh, yeah. Duel of the Fates was excellent. Absolutely incredible. I can't get past the introduction of Jar Jar Binks.
I understand that. Yeah. I do.
That is what edges episode one to be worse than episode two to me, because you had way more Jar Jar in episode one than you did in episode two.
It's true. See, for me, there was way more Hayden Christensen.
I can definitely see your point. Yes.
So I just, like, for me, I think it's two is the worst,
mm-hmm.
and then one, because two, there was a couple really bad lightsaber fights.
Yeah.
Hayden Christensen against Count Dooku was horrendous.
Yes.
Most of the screen time was actually just lights flashing around their faces.
Because Christopher Lee is not at an age where he's going to be doing a lot of physical stunts.
He's like 40,000, which brings us to the fight between him and Yoda, which would have been great, except for it was completely CG, and very obviously. It was like bad CG. So there was that, and then there was the big fight in the animal pit. There was Natalie Portman hilariously losing just the bottom half of her shirt.
Just the bottom half of her shirt.
It was like the most convenient wound ever. It was like George Lucas is just sitting there going, you know what we haven't done? We have not seen Natalie Portman's midriff yet. How can we make that a thing? So the animal's just like, scratch. Oh, I've lost half my shirt.
No.
Like, I would have been totally okay with it if he'd have had her, like, out there in the arena dressed like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like, this is what she decided to wear today. That's fine, whatever. But the extremely convenient, scratchy thing was hilarious.
Yeah. Which brings it to my third least favorite. Episode three, really.
Really? Okay, see.
Okay.
I think I'd have to go with episode six next.
You'd go with Return of the Jedi next?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ewoks. The whole big thing with because they added in a bunch of stuff into episode six, for those of you who don't know. But the big thing for me is Ewoks killed that movie. And then there was the whole fight underneath, and there was Luke Skywalker having all these sister issues. The fact that he had kissed his sister was realized in that movie and never discussed, which was funny. You really think you'd bring that up? Oh, and by the way, I'm sorry I kissed you.
Right.
I did not know at the time.
Yep.
So yeah, for me, like episode six, like just the ending didn't do it for me. Like I liked the beginning. I liked the whole Darth Vader thing is very interesting. I love that. But the Ewoks and that whole Imperial fight it lost me there.
Yeah,
it did.
Mm-hmm. No, it definitely stretches the imagination. For me, it's just I feel like Return of the Jedi has a little more of the essential Star Wars essence to it than Episode 3 did. Episode 3 was a great movie for Obi-Wan. And of course it's interesting to, you know, see their best attempt at Anakin Skywalker turning into Darth Vader. I'm sorry, Hayden Christensen's a terrible actor, so you know, we can't really resonate that much. And episode 3, you get to see Samuel L. Jackson go absolutely psycho.
Exactly. And that's a positive for me.
Right. And that's good. But at the same time, it's just there's that element of I don't feel like it was as Star Warsy as it should have been.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to my thoughts on episode three when we get there.
Okay.
So we're at three for you. It's one, two, and then three.
Right.
And for me, it's like 2-1 and then 6. So
right.
It turns out you're a much better counter than I am. All right, so what's your fourth? We're kind of past the negatives now. Into the
right.
Five, so.
I would say my fourth is Return of the Jedi.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. Mainly for the elements you mentioned. You know, there's a lot more internal conflict on that, and there's obviously we will never get past the strategic impossibility of Ewoks beating the Imperials.
So terrible.
Right. And that's just a practical thing. That's not really a filmmaking thing. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Films constantly have underdogs beating up on people who are vastly more equipped and qualified.
It's true. You know, but those underdogs aren't usually teddy bears.
Right. But and usually there's an element of equalizing the playing field at some point, and they just, I mean, Chewie in an AT-ST, I'll buy, but you know, the rest of it, not so much.
Yeah, my favorite part about that whole Ewok fight is there's this one scene where they throw these stormtroopers to the ground, like four Ewoks gang up on these two stormtroopers, and they throw them to the ground, and they're like beating them with sticks. And it's just incredibly obvious that the stormtroopers are taking absolutely no physical damage.
Right, it's just like
they're
click,
really trying
click,
to look
click,
like
click.
They are. They're like, no. But you can just tell, like, there's nothing happening to them.
Right.
They could sit there all day and be beat to death with sticks by teddy bears and take, not so much have a bruise at the end
right.
of the
it's
That's
like,
my
yes.
favorite.
Right. Although I will admit that an Ewok on a speeder bike is comedy gold.
It's comedy gold, and that's actually probably the most dangerous point in Ewok
right.
reach. Not
yeah.
because of its weapons capability, but just because it cannot steer.
Right.
Okay, so you're yeah. episode four. I'm going
right.
to have to go. So what, I've got 4, 5, and 3 left. I think I'm going to go with 4.
New Hope?
I'm going to go with A New Hope as
okay.
my number 4. Yeah. I think it's a great film. I think it was held up by just the times. It's not a great script. The CG isn't quite there yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good setup film where we get to meet really interesting characters. Princess Leia annoys me to death in that film on the whole. But beyond that, like, I think it's really good. I just think that the movies I have left have a little bit more emotion to them.
Okay.
Like, 4 was good, but it was sort of, you know, oh, this has happened. Oh, we're all going to die. No, we're not. We're going to live. Okay, it's great. You know,
yep.
There's not really a lot of emotional work being done.
Okay.
All right, so what's your 5?
My 5th would be my next 2 favorite would be A New Hope.
Right.
Because Alec Guinness.
Oh, amen. Amen to Alec Guinness.
Right. And you get I think I would have to say it's also my next to favorite, as you'd assume, Harrison Ford performance. You know, with, and I'm talking about the original here, where Harrison
right.
Ford shoots Greedo before Greedo even pulls his blaster, you know, and things like
yeah,
that. You know,
yeah, let that be clearly stated.
Right,
Han
yes,
Solo
Han
shot
first, and he always
no matter
will
what
have.
George Lucas says.
Right, so that's my next to favorite. Primarily because of Alec Guinness and Harrison Ford's performances.
So wait, what would be your favorite Harrison Ford performance? Wow, we're real quick here.
Oh, it's going to be the next movie that I talk
okay,
about.
Okay, I didn't know if you were going to pull out an Indiana Jones movie or anything.
No. I'm sorry. Give in the Star Wars canon my second favorite Harrison Ford performance. Yes.
Okay, that's a podcast for another day, by the way.
Yes.
We should just like get really famous actors and talk about their best movies.
Yes,
anyway,
yes, we should.
My second to favorite, I think, would be episode 3.
Okay.
Of which, obviously, we have now both picked the same favorite, but it's pretty obvious.
Yes.
I'm a little biased because I read the book for episode 3,
mm-hmm.
which
and
is
the book,
awesome.
Yes, you
the
are
book
absolutely
is
right.
Beautiful.
The book is amazing. If the movie was more like the book, episode 3 would definitely be towards the top of my list.
Right. But I think I like episode 3 because there's obvious emotional conflict. I agree it's a great movie for Obi-Wan. Ewan McGregor is brilliant.
Yes,
he carries that movie. I think Hayden Christensen is the least bad in that movie.
Yes.
I will never say that Hayden Christensen was good in anything, but he's the least bad in episode 3.
Yeah.
Because the one thing Hayden Christensen can do is look angry,
mm-hmm.
and that's
and,
all he has
and,
to do
and
this
throw,
whole film.
And throw emotional tantrums, yes.
Right, exactly.
And that's really all he has
so,
to do in episode 3, yes. No, you're
right.
Absolutely right that is Hayden Christensen's least offensive performance.
Right, so you've got that. You've got this being the time we get to see like Mace Windu really go at it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think episode 3 was actually like my second favorite, as you can tell from the fact that it is in this spot.
Yep.
So there you go.
Yep. My one other thing about episode 3 that bothers me is the reduction of Natalie Portman's character. You know, whereas in episode 1 and even in episode 2, you know, she's this political figure with influence, and she's actually got like agendas and objectives she's working towards and that sort of thing. And in episode 3, she's a pregnant MacGuffin.
This is very true, actually. And
that bothers me.
I hate the way that she dies.
Right.
Like, she dies of a quote-unquote broken heart. Like, what? This, once again, like you were saying, this is a woman who's been established as this incredibly strong person.
Right.
But then as soon as, you know, young Annie, which is the worst nickname ever, right. As soon as young Annie is, you know, murdering people, she's like, well, I don't care about supporting these two babies that I've had, which are the last traces of my husband being a good person. I just want to die. It's like the lyrics to a Bruno Mars song.
Right.
That's what it is. Like, yep. Bruno Mars should make a song about Natalie Portman in that movie.
Yes,
I agree. And in the book, not to trumpet the book too much, but in the book, they're like, she's doing things. Like, there's a whole subplot of Padme doing things, which gets completely ignored in the movie.
Right.
So I agree with that. I do. All right. So obviously,
Empire Strikes Back is the best Star Wars movie ever.
It's so true. Harrison Ford at his best. I agree.
Absolutely.
Han Solo just stole that movie completely.
Mm-hmm.
And Yoda.
You get to meet Yoda for the first time, and he's turned into like this, you know, crazy hermit crank on a swampy
planet.
The good
Yoda.
Right.
Yeah, not the weird one from the original trilogy. The good crazy Yoda.
Yeah. And so that's excellent. You know, there's that element of, you know, I mean, it's the big revelation movie, you know, where everybody finds out, oh my gosh, it's his father, you know, and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Which, if I ever have children, I'm making them watch the old ones first so that they're actually surprised.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that is for all of you parents, future parents, anyone out there, do not go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 with Star Wars.
No, you go 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3.
Unless you hate your children.
Right.
Do not do that. Because, yeah, the big thing with Star Wars, like the big quintessential Star Wars moment is the, oh my goodness, Darth Vader is his dad.
I am your father.
Exactly. Don't ruin James Earl Jones.
No.
By watching Hayden Christensen. Someone needs to make that a shirt.
Yes. I am putting that on my bumper.
Good gracious.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I agree with you completely, as you can tell from that.
Yep. But yeah, and you get your first views of Boba Fett, who is an incredible character.
Oh, this is also true. Also true. I forgot about that.
Yep. And you, let's see, what else? Lando makes his first appearance.
True.
You know, yeah, like there are just a ton of amazing things in that. Plus, you get to see Luke go toe-to-toe with a Wampa on Hoth. I mean, what's not to like?
Exactly. It's such a great movie. There's no way I'm disagreeing with you on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I know very few people who would.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of emotional drama going on. You know, Luke is somewhere else where he doesn't whine nearly as much.
Right.
Which is great, because that's all he does is 4 and 6.
Pretty much.
It's ironic, but Luke might be one of my least favorite characters.
Oh no, he's definitely one of my least favorite characters. No, I enjoy the sequences with Luke Skywalker in them, primarily because that's also where you'll find R2-D2.
Right, well, because you've got R2-D2, Han Solo, and Yoda, who are generally around him. If he's by himself, you fast forward and go get a drink.
Right, yeah.
You make a coffee. You know, something else needs to be happening.
Exactly.
No, I agree. So there you go, folks. The correct order of Star Wars movies, in order of least to great. Feel free to post your own. If you disagree with us, let us know, and we'll probably ignore you completely. But, you know, let us know. We like to know these things.
Absolutely.
So there you go. That was great. That was a great 25 minutes of us nerding out. If you're not a Star Wars fan or have no interest in it, I'm sorry. None of that was probably very edifying to you at all.
But come back next week for more episodes, and we'll talk about something else.
It's true. Here, let's throw out, right in our last 5 minutes here.
Okay.
One of my favorite things we did on our last show, which is, you know, no longer with us, was we did Dumb Criminals.
Oh, yes.
As one of my favorite things. I just love stupid people doing dumb things. And I actually have, I'm trying to figure out, I have like three of them, and I'm trying to figure out which one to do now. let's do, okay, here we go. I got one. All right, so this teenager in America, he's in America, I'm not going to say which state because I don't want to, you know, embarrass him or whatever. He shot himself
okay.
in the groin
oh,
with
gosh.
A gun. Okay, so that's not the dumb part. Like, that's dumb. That's regular dumb. That's like some grade A dumbness
yes.
right there. Shooting yourself in the leg. It happens, you know. Especially like the whole stick the gun down the back
right.
and or front of your pants.
Eventually
that's
you're
a
going
terrible
to get, catch
idea.
A bullet in the rear, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a terrible idea. Get a holster or a bag. That's my thing, is why don't you just carry, like, you know, they have those messenger bags, which are, like, perfect, because you got your gun in there.
Yeah.
No one knows. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he shoots himself in the groin, but he was too embarrassed, because it's like he's a gang member, basically. So he was too embarrassed, he didn't want to tell, you know, the police or anyone else, I shot myself in the leg, because I'm an idiot. So he blamed it on ninjas.
Wait.
There was an actual police report filed where he gave a very serious testimony about two ninjas coming and shooting him in the groin.
Ninjas don't use guns.
Exactly. Ninjas don't use guns. Ninjas wouldn't shoot you in the groin. They'd murder you.
Right.
You would have no idea.
Yeah.
So then later the police, like, he files this report, like, at the time of the incident. And then later on, like, all of the medicine points to the fact, you know, bullet trajectory or whatever,
right.
that he shot himself. So he eventually admits it, which is just even better for me because it's like that's almost more of a testament to ninjas actually doing it.
Right.
Like, now I kind of believe it.
It's true.
Because
yeah.
all of a sudden it's just like, oh, obviously you shot yourself. And he's like, yes, I did. You get the feeling that ninjas, like, snuck into his room late at night and were like, yes, we did shoot you in the groin just to prove that we could. But you will not tell anyone. But we will shoot you in the other groin.
Or if they're really good ninjas, they shot him, but did it in such a stealthy manner that he thought he did it to himself.
Exactly. So once he stopped claiming that it was ninjas, I kind of started believing it.
Yeah, now we're like, yeah, no, it probably was ninjas.
Exactly. But if you say you got shot by a ninja, you obviously did.
Right. Well, because that's the rule of thumb with ninjas. If you
exactly.
see a ninja, there's a ninja. If you don't see a ninja, there's even more ninjas.
Exactly. I agree. That, oh, Jack, you just, that's the perfect end to this episode. With that word of wisdom from Jack Gregory, we leave you. Thank you for listening.
Absolutely.
Check us out next week. We won't talk about Star Wars the whole time, I promise. We will talk about other things that are, like, lady things. We'll talk about, I don't know, biscuits.
Okay.
Ladies do that, right? They do biscuits
and
stuff.
Yeah. My wife
we
makes
don't
amazing
understand
biscuits.
Women. For those of you who don't know, we have no clue. But anyway, thank you for listening. Check us out next week. We'll be back. And we will see you then.